Where a lot of times when you look at people, they kind of get into a rut and they say, this has got to work and nobody's coming to us anymore. Oh, no, it's not working. You know, finding a way of taking whatever has happened in the past and building on it and stepping into the flow of life, not resisting what is, but also seeing what could be. So I think a lot of times when we journal or keep a diary or whatever about what has happened. Here's what happened to me. And that's where we live and what happened. And that's really wonderful to say, okay, here's what happened, or here's what I'm challenged by, or oh my gosh, or I'm so happy about this, or whatever. We talk about what happened, but a lot of times we don't begin a new story on the page. We don't think about what could be next. So we're not really stepping into the flow of life when we're just looking at what happened, but not finding something to do with what happened. Does that make sense? So I was thinking about that today. It's like how often we don't really say, and then one day it all made sense. And then one day everything changed. And then one day, instead of limping along through life, she woke up and found this incredible source of energy within her. And we all have that ability within us to say, and then one day, or then today, or in this moment, it changed. A lot of times people will look at something that happened in the past and keep it frozen in time. When 9/11 happened, people would say, never forget. I'm going to say something very unpopular. Let it evolve. Let it become about something else. Don't keep it frozen in time. Don't make it a memorial. Don't make it what has to be. Make it a part of the story of where we were then, but we're not there anymore. Let us go deeper into compassion. Let us look at what happened recently in Paris and say, and that's what I was trying to talk about last week, even as growing up as a Catholic, I was groomed that martyrdom was a good thing if it was for the right reason. And if I had chosen to drink the Kool-Aid, I might have continued on in my life with that. But wait, maybe life is the reason. Maybe the best way of honoring our source is to live our lives and to take whatever happens and not resist what happens, but to begin to work with it as a new story that moves us forward. And understand that whatever has happened was part of an old story, but not an isolated story. We are evolving all the time as individuals and collectively. God is evolving all the time through us in our consciousness. So when I wrote that journal back in 07, I was going through a tough time, and it was so comforting to hear that this is what you're going through. Everybody, without realizing it, is going through a demolition of old stories and a reconstruction and an expansion of the story. That made everything look a little bit different to me. And that what I needed to do next was not get hung up on the story of what just fell apart, but think about what I want built in its place. And that's how you say yes to life. That's how you step into life. Life isn't what happened back there. Okay, it's over now. And now I understand why I feel the way I feel today. It's here's what happened. And remembering, I stepped into this life. I actually chose to come here. I actually chose to have this physical experience of life. Not remembering that I did that, but starting to see that I did, because I can take whatever happened in the past and turn it into gold. I can turn it into compassion. I can turn it into peace and harmony within me, and I can share that with other people. I can let people off the hook when I let myself off the hook. I actually have purpose here, and my purpose is going to work through my whole mind, body, and spirit. It's going to show up as feelings. And my wake-up calls are going to be when I'm feeling really down to go even deeper and sink into it, not resist it, and find out that there's a well, a fountain, a comforter underneath it all that encourages you to rebuild stronger than you were before. So if you can just imagine, and then one day, I woke up and I realized who and what I really am. And I realized that I had no limitation as to what I could do here. I just had to shrug off some old stories of what was possible and not try to do it in a way that somebody else did it, not to emulate, but to see what can come through me if I let go of the stories. And then one day, unexpectedly, my life was filled with joy. And I felt incredible peace and a strength because I knew I wasn't traveling here alone. I knew I had the source of everything, of life itself within me, supporting me, inviting me. Write a story. What is your story going to say next? Let me fill it in for you. Let me coordinate it. Let me pick out the colors. Whatever it is, I would love to do this. Let me bring it all together for you. Just use my name when you build it. Just use my name, love, when you build it. I would love to build this life where it has purpose and meaning, and I'm passionate about it. And I have wonderful, loving, supportive people in it. And I'm going to forget all the stories of who's supposed to be there, and I'm going to let them come in. We're going to collaborate on this incredible life. And my life will bless theirs, and theirs will bless mine. And our lives together will bless the world. Use the name love. And then one day, I knew what it is I would love to do. And I just began taking the steps toward it, knowing it was there for me. And I wasn't worried about what anybody else on the outside thought. It didn't matter because this was totally an inside job, working with that pure creative energy within me. It was there for me. I could feel it. It was activating my thoughts, my body, and everything, everywhere. I could resist it, I could block it, I could feel myself going down, or I could open up to it and step into it. At any point, at any age, there was no limitation. I could decide, knowing what has happened in the past, this is what I can turn it into in the present and going forward. The authentic self, being who and what we really are, is how we embrace, how we connect, how we hold what it is we've always been looking for. Just being who we are, taking what has happened and giving it the best possible story you can give it. Because we're all living in stories, stories that diminish us and stories that expand us. Stories that take us down a path of a small world or a glorious world. A small life or a life lived large. We are in charge of that. It's there. It's in this moment. If you say, I would love to live in another country. I would love to live in Italy. You can begin today to make plans to go do that. But you tell yourself, I couldn't possibly. How could I do that? But if that's what you wanted to do, you could certainly take steps towards that just by thinking about it. Just by thinking you'd like to collaborate with others, the others will show up. Just by thinking you would love to do something. But what you have to let go of is all the other little strings and stories that say it's not possible. So you have to live in the nothingness of stories. Perhaps some of you heard yesterday on NPR, they were interviewing, I can never think of her name, Bolte is her last name, the neuroscientist, who, Jill Taylor Bolte. And I'd heard this before, but it was very interesting to hear it again, that when she was going through a recovery after having a stroke, having studied brain and strokes, all of a sudden to have one, she noticed that what was missing as she was going back and forth between being aware and not being aware, but being totally in the present moment without any stories, that she felt incredible joy. Incredible joy, not attached to anything, just her pure natural state she found was joy. And as she was recovering, they said, do you know who the president of the United States is? And she's thinking to herself all day, trying to think of an answer to that. What's a president? And what's a United States? She had no story to attach to it. Do you see how our lives are stories? And when you don't have a story of it, you don't have any feelings attached to it. You don't have any creative energy attached to it. For you, it ceases to exist. So if we're capable of having the story of the whole United States of America go away, think of what it could go in its place. Possibly a united world? Who knows? But we don't realize how much we're living in a story and how much the story keeps us from stepping into our lives. That's why we're always invited to deconstruct a story that we're living in and reconstruct it with expansion, with purpose. These are not made-up words strung together. This is who you are, pure creative energy. And the thing is, you know it. You definitely know it. When you're completely quiet, when you let go of the stories, what is left? That's why we go into meditation. That's why we walk in nature. Nature is always showing us it's shedding the old and coming back larger. It takes everything and uses it to rebuild. Its story is always growing forward. We as human beings sometimes say, that's it, I'm done. Or we can say, that is what happened, and this is what I'm going to do with all of it. So I invite you today, at some point, sometime, to just take that simple little introduction and then one day and fill it in and step into your life fully and completely. Thank you.